For tuning in to Studio 416, I'm Dan Carter, and coming up next is Swing City, followed by Scott T's Tea Party and All Mixed Up. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, kzfr.org.
This is Swing City on KZFR. I'm your host, Swingin' Steph. This week we'll be hearing licorice sticks, clarinets. They're so described because they're long, skinny, black things, and some say they're the sweetest piece of candy in the orchestra. We'll hear two great clarinet players, Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman. We opened with Artie Shaw's Begin the Begin, his all-time biggest hit. Featured that amazing glissando that you heard in the last 10 seconds where he just goes up and up and up and doesn't seem to be changing notes at all. We'll tell you a little bit more about Artie and Begin the Begin in a moment, but first we want to tell you that Swing City is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Chico Racquet Club, featuring 8 new pickleball courts, plus pickleball leagues, tournaments, lessons, and more. The Chico Racquet Club also has tennis and sand volleyball and offers the same programs for those two sports. For information about a membership or a tour of the club, visit chicoracquetclub.com or call 530-895-1881. So, Artie Shaw, born Arthur Jacob Arshowski, 1910. He was born in New York. Artie grew up in New Haven, Connecticut. Begin the Beguine that we just heard was written by Cole Porter. And my notes say that Cole Porter composed the song during a 1935 Pacific cruise aboard the Cunard Line ocean liner Franconia from Kalabani, Indonesia to Fiji. Other interesting factoids about Begin the Beguine: Josephine Baker danced it at the Ziegfeld Follies in 1936. A Beguine, in case you didn't know, is a rumba-ish kind of dance. Artie Shaw had ambitions to do more than just big band stuff. He was a constant critic of his own media, of the big band and the recording interests, the pop culture industries. He said, "Begin the Beguine is a pretty nice tune, but after you've been asked to play it 500 nights in a row, it gets old." And there's a legendary story, a true story, not just legendary. He was once asked to play it once too often. He walked off the Café Rouge bandstand in the middle of a radio broadcast, went to Mexico for a year and a half. He was notorious for, in fact, breaking up bands, reorganizing bands, and by 1954 he gave up the clarinet altogether. But his serious clarinet interests included writing concertante for clarinet and orchestra. It's a piece that's about a 9-minute piece, combines classical sounds and big band jazz. And we will hear that now. Artie Shaw, Clarinet Concerto. Thank you. Who knew a licorice stick could go that high? Artie Shaw, the Clarinet Concerto. That came out as a two-sided shellac, 78 RPM, in 1938. Coming up at 4 o'clock today on Swing City, on KZFR, it's Scotty's Tea Party, playing everything from African music to the Smoky Mountains. It's a rainbow of roots music. See how deep and wide the roots go. There are no limits. Then at 5 o'clock, it's all mixed up with indie, electronic, and R&B, funk, pop, and rock, alt, folk, singer-songwriter, and the blues. And then at 7:30, it's Revolutions Per Minute, featuring the independent and obscure, the eclectic and unreleased, the B-side and alternative music. Swing City is brought to you in part by Joe Schultz, attorney at law. Joe and his team have over 50 years' experience in estate planning and other estate matters for families, including trusts, wills, trust administration, and probate. For a complimentary consultation about estate planning for your family, Joe Schultz can be reached at 530-413-9885 or at joe@joeschultzlaw.com. So we're hearing Artie Shaw this afternoon. Artie, a cantankerous kind of guy. In the marriage department, he matched Henry VIII. He had 8 wives in his lifetime, including Lana Turner and Ava Gardner, and a lot of them did not have kind things to say about Artie Shaw. But let's hear some of the music. Here are 4 of his greatest hits: Frenesi, which means frantic in Spanish, Deep Purple with Helen Forrest on the vocal, The Back Bay Shuffle. This was written inspired by a late-night trip the band had played in Boston. They made a mad dash to the Back Bay station in Boston to catch a train for New York City, where they had a gig the next day, the Back Bay Shuffle. And then Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5, Scuttlebutt. Artie had a number of small orchestras. He always called them the Scuttlebutt 5, even though they seldom had just 5 musicians in them. But he had a lot of combos with great musicians from his various bands. Artie Shaw, Frenesi, Deep Purple, Back Bay Shuffle, and Scuttlebutt. Thank you.
In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover will always meet here in my deep purple.
Artie Shaw on Swing City. Swing City is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Knockout Collision Repair, Chico's state-of-the-art auto body shop, providing complete collision repair and painting for all makes and models since 1999. Knockout Collision provides complimentary consultations, advocates for you when you're dealing with the insurance companies, and only uses original equipment parts, restoring your car to its original state. They're at 3225 North Esplanade. Visit knockoutcollisionrepair.com for details. So today on Swing City, I'm doing the great licorice stick players, two great big band clarinet players. We heard Artie. Now we're going to turn to Benjamin David Goodman, sometimes known as Benny Goodman. May 30th, 1909, he was born, died in 1986. Benny was the ninth of 12 children born to Jewish immigrants from the Russian Empire. Grew up in Chicago. He was a musical phenomenon in high school. He moved along, got his own big band, did a lot to characterize swing music in the swing era, and earned the moniker the King of Swing. He was on the radio for a long time, had a show called Let's Dance. So, Benny, let's dance. Benny Goodman, Let's Dance, the theme from his radio show of the same name, Coast to Coast show that brought him an enormous amount of attention as the King of Swing. Like Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman wanted to show that he could play non-jazz music. I have a dim recollection as a fifth grader way back in the 1950s. I had just started clarinet lessons. I didn't have a licorice stick. I had a silver clarinet, well used, The previous owner, whose name was Ray, had engraved his name in the bell of the thing. And I remember clearly that I left the case open when it had a soft lining to it, and my cat chose to use it as a litter box. The case was never the same. And maybe my clarinet playing, I don't know. Let's give a listen to Benny doing a little bit of Clarinet Concerto by Aaron Copland. We'll just hear about 3 minutes of this. That was Benny Goodman, a portion of Aaron Copland's Clarinet Concerto. You're listening to Swing City on KZFR. Benny Goodman suffered a good deal of discrimination. Interesting, because of being Jewish, he was a victim of anti-Semitism. At the same time, he was one of the earliest white band leaders to rely extensively on black musicians. So he was open to a variety of races, but there was a lot of racism and anti-Semitism directed toward him. British author J.C. Squire filed a complaint with the British Broadcasting Corporation demanding that it stop playing Benny Goodman's music, which he called an awful series of jungle noises which can hearten no man. The Nazi Party banned swing jazz from the radio, claiming it was part of a Jewish conspiracy to destroy the culture. Italy's fascist government banned the broadcast of any music composed or played by Jews, which they said threatened the flower of our race. And as I said, Benny's band was one of the first ones to use black musicians extensively. We're going to turn now to 1938. January 16, 1938, Benny Goodman took the band to Carnegie Hall, which was in those days the classical music emporium in New York City, the first swing jazz band to appear at Carnegie Hall. It began with Don't Be That Way and Sometimes I'm Happy, which I'm going to play in just a moment, but we'll also hear Benny Goodman talk very briefly about that event. Benny Goodman introducing himself, talking about the Carnegie Hall concert, then Don't Be That Way and Sometimes I'm Happy.
That January 16th back in 1938 was a Sunday and a cold one. We didn't quite know what would happen, how we would sound, what the audience would think of us. Until they got there, we didn't even know how many people would be on hand. So we just went out and played. Our first number was Don't Be That Way, and you can hear the audience response in the record. That really made us feel good.
Thank you.
Swing City on KZFR. We heard the Benny Goodman. Looks like we're going to hear Sometimes I'm Happy with Benny Goodman. I'll talk about that in a little bit. Benny Goodman from the 1938 Carnegie Hall concert, Don't Be That Way, Sometimes I'm Happy. Swing City is made possible in part by OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Chico State, offering more than 80 classes to members age 50 and up. Explore the outdoors, discuss current events, boost tech skills, and more. Visit them at olli.csuchico.edu. Today on Swing City, I've been featuring two great clarinet players, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman. The quintessential swing song is Sing, Sing, Sing by Benny Goodman. It was recorded in multiple versions Some as short as 4 minutes, some as like this one, 8 minutes and 40 seconds, which will take us right into Scotty's Tea Party. Thanks for listening to Swing City. I want to tell you, swing music fans, tomorrow at the Miriam Park Barn, the Chico Swing Band will be performing 4 to 6 p.m. Come on out. There are swing dance lessons prior to that from 3 to 4. We won't be playing Sing, 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 but we'll play a lot of other great swing tunes that you will recognize. Join us, the barn, 4 o'clock Sunday.